Amen. I want to turn God's Word to Luke's Gospel in chapter 2, the Gospel of Luke, and the chapter 2, we want to center attention around really verse 15. It says here about the shepherds, it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which his Lord has made known unto us. And what we have here is a great visit to a little town. A great visit to a little town, because these shepherds said, well, let us now go to Bethlehem. So let's look to the Lord and pray for his help tonight. Father, I pray you'll be with us here tonight around the Word of God, that the Word of God will come with clarity and with power to hearts, Lord. Even those who's not saved, that you might save them. We thank you for the ministry of the young people. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing it was to our hearts. And Lord, we pray you'll bless them in their walk with thee. Continue with us now, I pray, in Jesus' great name. Amen. Tonight, the young people stood here in the front of a church, and they sang that very well-known Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. How still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. The little town of Bethlehem is well known to all of us. Everyone knows it's well known because it was there the Savior of the world was born. In normal circumstances in Bethlehem, they tell us over the year about 1 million people will visit that particular place, that particular town, and seemingly look at the place where the Lord Jesus Christ was born. Now, at this moment, because of the war that's taken place in Gaza, it is not the case. I saw yesterday, for instance, I think it was on the web, it said, Christmas cancelled, talking about Bethlehem. It talked about Manger Square. The shops, even in previous weeks, have been closed. The shutters are down. And then the first time it is said, in living memory here in Manger Square, there's no Christmas tree. And so they had this in the paper, that Christmas is cancelled in Bethlehem. They said it's like a desert. There's hardly anybody about the streets of that particular town. Just a few pilgrims, and I have no doubt there'll be people out in some shape or form over the next day or so. So we find here about Bethlehem how it has, even at this moment in time, the danger, what is happening there in that particular town. Well, here we find a man. Here were tourists years ago going to Bethlehem, the shepherds out in the field by night. And we find here in our text, they said one to another, in verse 15, they said, let us now go even on to Bethlehem. And they says, we're going to go. We're going to go to this town, this little town called Bethlehem. They wanted to visit, a great visit, as I said, to a little town. Oh, I want to say to us tonight, as we get, say we're on a bus, I'm saying, well, let us all go tonight to Bethlehem. Let us go, even now, to Bethlehem. And I want to say a number of things here about this journey of these men. The purpose. What was the purpose of their journey? Well, why was it that these shepherds, remember, they were out in the fields by night. Why was it that they rose up? They rose up, they left their flocks and they left their sheep. They were leaving everything to make this journey to Bethlehem. Why was it? Well, it tells us in verse 15, let us even now go on to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. They tell us there was a thing the Lord made known unto us. Now, they got a great message. God revealed a wonderful, wonderful truth, a wonderful message here to the shepherds that are in the field by night. We can read in the passage how the angel of the Lord appeared. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And verse 10 tells us that the angel of the Lord tells them to fear not. Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good tidings. We've got a good message for you. We've got a great message for you. Now, we read the words there together that tell them. The message from God to their hearts. For on, it says to you, is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This was the message was brought to the hearts here of the shepherds. This was the reason they rose up to go to Bethlehem. They heard a great message. They heard the Savior of the world was born. And so they rose up to make this trip, this visit to the town of Bethlehem. They talked about Christ being born. They talked about the period of his birth there. I know what it says in verse 11, this day. The Savior is born this day. This was a sovereign day in the calendar of God. And what I mean by that, this was the day that God the Father chose and God the Father picked that the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in human form, will be brought into this world. This was a sovereign day. And they said, this day, something has happened in Bethlehem. The Savior was born. Now, the Bible tells us in Galatians 4 and verse 4, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth a son made of a woman, made under the law. So according to the calendar of God, the Lord Jesus Christ was born. He was born. Now, we do not know the date. It doesn't tell us it's the 25th of December. I'm not here to debate about all the dates and everything about that. We're not. But what we do know here, the Savior was born. It was a sovereign day. It's a secret day. I want to say tonight from this pulpit, it's a special day. A special day when God the Son would come down into this world as a little babe. And behold, you know the word behold? It means to stop and look. The Savior is born. So he talked here about the period of the birth. And they were brought this message. This message was brought to their hearts. Something wonderful. Something has happened in Bethlehem. The Savior is born. He told them about the place of it as well, verse 11. It says here in verse 11, in the city of David. Now, we're not left in no doubt because verse 4 tells us here, you can read it, and Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judah, on to the city. Lost my voice. Just give me 1 minute. We're singing our card. Saying late. That happens sometimes. You may fill this up, Gordon. Gordon's out there. Oh, that comes quick on me sometimes with my voice. But nevertheless, we get me some more water, Gordon, please. Thank you. It talks here about the place of his birth. It tells us the city of David. So they knew where to come to go to. They knew here that it was in Bethlehem. And so they rose up and they said here one to another, let us go on to Bethlehem. So they knew where to go to. And then there was the prominence of his birth. What I mean by that was they were told about the one who was born. He's told that he is Christ. Christ is born. And when you look in the word in the Hebrew for Christ, in the Hebrew and in the Greek, the Messiah. The Messiah is born. The one who is king. The one who is prophet. The one who is Lord. He is born. He is brought into this world. This was no ordinary birth. Christ is born in Bethlehem. He's also, as I said in verse 11, called Lord. And not only is he called Lord, the Lord. The Lord. The Lord God of the Bible. He is born. What a message. came to the very hearts here of the shepherd. They were looking after their sheep by night. The angel of the Lord appeared and tells them, listen, something is happening down there in Bethlehem. Christ is born, and he is the Lord. And so these men said, let us go to Bethlehem. Let's go and see this great thing. That's what they said. Let's go and see it. Do you know something? The incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. The one who is God, King, Lord, coming down into this world to be your Savior. That's a great thing. And so this talked here about the purpose of their journey in the sense, and then talked about the poverty of his birth. And the angel tells him here in the verse 12 of chapter 2 of Luke, it says here, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And so he says, well, here's how you're going to know. Maybe there were other children born in Bethlehem at that particular time. I do not know. But here he says, here's how you're going to know him. He's wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. He's not clothed in the finest of garments. No, swaddling clothes. I said this morning, these were stripes of rags. And you'll find them in a manger. What is a manger? No, it's a feeding trough. A feeding trough where the animals would come and take their food. And that's where he is. He's not born in a palace. He's not born clothed with robes of gold. No, you'll find him with swaddling clothes. And you'll find him, he's lying in a manger. What a message came to these people. And this is why they said, let us go on to Bethlehem. Let us go. What a message came to their hearts. Because Christ, the Lord, is born. Remember, it says to the Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Notice the riches of Christ, the riches. He owes everything. And yet it tells us here about the poverty of Christ, right down in the sense, right down to the very bottom. He's in a manger. He's surrounded with animals. He's covered, he's clothed with swaddling clothes. He's lying in a manger. And that's what these men heard. And that's why they said, let us go. Even the purpose here of his birth, because it says in verse 11, that one who is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The Savior is born. Could you imagine how this gripped the hearts of these shepherds? They've been waiting, the Jews have been waiting for years for the coming of Jesus Christ. And now they're told out there in the field, in the darkness of the night, he has been born. He's been born in Bethlehem. He's the Savior of the world, the Savior is born. So they said, these men says, let us go. Let us go even now to Bethlehem. Let us go. They left the sheep. They weren't worried about the sheep in this particular instance. Let's go to see him. And that's the message of this Christmas time. The Savior is born. And remember, the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save us. Remember Matthew 1, verse 21, told very, very plainly to Joseph that he should call his name, they should bring forth a son, and I should call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And the Lord Jesus Christ, this little baby who was born into this world, he came to save us. And you can follow the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. He lived a perfect life. He never failed. He never sinned. He never broke the law of God in any shape or form. But we find him going right to the cross at Calvary. Why did he go to the cross at Calvary? To save us. To save us from perishing. To save us from perishing in our sin and be cast down into hell. The Lord Jesus Christ died for sinners upon the cross. And he shed his precious, precious blood. He's a Savior. And when these men heard about this, they heard about the Lord Jesus, the birth of Christ, the period of it, the place of it, the prominence of it here, the poverty of it, the purpose of it all, the coming of Christ into the world, that says, let us go and see this sight. Let us go and see what's happened here in Bethlehem. And I want to say tonight, spiritually, we want to go to Bethlehem. What happened? There's one was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Christ the Lord. This is what we're singing about tonight. This is what we're preaching about tonight. The incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ coming down into this world to save us. That's what we find the purpose of this journey. This is the purpose of it all. You see, you cannot take Christ out of our Christmas period. I hate it when people try to do it. I was in America one time a few years ago, and it was over the Christmas period. I was there for 2 months actually preaching, and I was going to some of the stores, and it was Christmas time, and you're going out. The boy looked at me, and what he said to you, "Happy holiday." Well, boys, I didn't like that at all. I just told him back, "Happy Christmas." They're taking Christ out of it. But the purpose of it all, he came. Imagine the wonderful, wonderful love of Jesus Christ coming down into this world to be our Savior. That's the message. That's the message the angel of the Lord brought to these shepherds. The Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And you glad that's the message we believe? You glad tonight, child of God, that you've heard it, you've believed it, you've received Christ? And for those who's not saved tonight, not right with God, and still in your sin and lost, here's great news tonight. There's one who's been born, who's come into this world, who has died upon the cross, who can save you. Who can save you. Don't think tonight you're too bad. Don't think you're too great a sinner tonight. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse the final sinner. He can save you tonight. There's power in the blood. The purpose of their journey. Notice the promptness of their journey to Bethlehem. If you look at the Word of God, you see how it describes the manner how these men set out to go to Bethlehem. In verse 15, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem." Verse 16, "And they came with haste." Do you see here what's happening to these men? The word haste here means to speed or to await eagerly or haste on. There's excitement in their heart. There's determination in their heart. They're not slack here in this matter at all. As soon as they hear the message about, from the angel, it says that they rose up with haste. And they're running in a sense. They want to leave their flocks, and they did leave their flocks. The darkness of the night. It was a hard journey, no doubt. But notice the promptness here. It says here, "Let us now go." Let's go now. "And they came with haste." The very first mention of haste in the Bible is to do with Abraham. Abraham was an old man over there in Genesis 18, verse 6. Remember, the Lord came, and there was other two angels with him. And it says, "And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah." And so it says, "Make ready 3 measures of fine meal," and so on. But notice, he made haste. He was running. He was running. There was a bit of haste in there, a bit of excitement here, a bit of zeal on his steps. And he's running, and he's running near to Sarah. Looks at who has come. The Lord has come. The angels have come. And he's running, this man. He's making haste. Remember Lot, he was told to flee. And he flee for his life. It says in Genesis 19, verse 22, "Haste thee, escape thither." So he's told to run. Run for your life. The wrath of God is going to fall down here, in a sense. In Proverbs 1, verse 16, you have about evil people, "For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood." Run to sin. You know, there are many people tonight, that's just what their feet is like. They're running for the world. They're running to sin. They're running away from Christ. Maybe there's someone here tonight in the meeting, and they're running away from Christ for years. You make haste. You're not slack in this matter, getting away from Christ. You can't wait to perhaps this meeting's over to get away. running from the Savior of the world. But not so here with the shepherds. The shepherds were running to see Jesus. Someone has said the first Christmas rush. Here's the first Christmas rush. And to all the congregation, I say to you today, let us rise up and go to see Jesus. Is there this love in your heart for Christ, even God's people tonight in the meeting? This zeal in our hearts to see the King? There should be. He left glory, come down into this world to save us. There should be love. There should be zeal. There should be excitement. There should be joy in our hearts, in our sense, spiritually speaking, to see the King. Maybe there's some here who will not go with us. Not saved. Remember, it says 2 Corinthians? In chapter 6, verse 2, it says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. There's some people tonight slack. They've been waiting for years. They say, I'll get right with God. Some other day I'll repent from my sin. Some other day I'll come to Jesus Christ. But if you're ever going to be saved, you must make haste. You must come with all of your heart and fall down at the feet of Jesus Christ. Maybe some listen to me tonight. You've been dragging your feet for years. All I can say tonight with all of my heart, it's time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. With only about a week left of this year, you may not see it. You don't know. I know people have met somebody there recently when I was doing a mission in a particular place. The mission's only over. But I just heard that someone has died. Thank God they were saved. They'll not see Christmas. They'll not see the end of the year. And you may not see it either. You must make haste to come to Christ with all of your heart. Don't let anything, don't let anybody hold you back. Come with all your heart to Christ. It says, let us even go now. Let us go now. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful? You interrupted the meeting tonight. We thought the meeting was going to have to stop there at the beginning when my voice went. But I wonder if you stopped the meeting tonight and run up the aisle and said, Noel, lead me to Christ. But come to Christ now. Praise the Lord. Don't let anything hold you back from coming to the Lord Jesus. He's a great, mighty, he's a loving Savior. Let us even now go to Bethlehem. Go to him. Go with all your burden of sin. Go to him with all your doubts and fears. Go to him just the way you are, just as I am, without one plea. Lord, I come to you tonight. Come to Jesus Christ with all your heart tonight. Oh, do you see the promptness of these men? Nothing was going to hold them back. The sheep wasn't going to hold them back. That was their employment. Maybe it's your employment that's holding your back. He said, now I got converted. How can I work my business? How can I work with the people I work with? How can I bear witness for the Lord Jesus in the workplace? Forget about them. Forget about everybody or anything that holds you back. Come with all your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us go now. Let's go now to him and trust him. Oh, the promptness here, the promptness of this journey. These men were determined. They're determined to see Jesus. I want you to notice here, thirdly, about their perception in Bethlehem, because the word perception means observation. And if you look at verse 16, you'll see what they found when they came. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Well, they're coming into the manger. And they knew where to go, no doubt. The Lord guided these people where to go to this particular home, particular place. And they saw the parents of the Lord Jesus now. Joseph was only that earthly father. He was not the human father of Christ. Mary and Joseph, humble people. For it tells here when they came, they found Mary and Joseph. Just two common people. That's really who they were. They were poor. They were poor people, because we find on down in verse 24 about how the offering had to come here to attempt to make an offering, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. According to the law in Leviticus chapter 12, this was the poor man's offering. And they've had nothing else to offer. Well, this is really bottom book price, as we would say. Well, that's where they were. That's where they were. But that's who the Lord chose to bring Christ into the world. This poor lady, poor woman. They were poor, they were pure, no doubt about that. I know they were righteous, because it says of Joseph, he was a just man. In Matthew 1, verse 19, it says in Luke 1, verse 30 about Mary, she found favor with God, and blessed art thou among women. And they saw here the pearlings, they saw the place in the manger. But notice here, they saw the person, because it tells us here, they saw the babe. And notice how the Lord Jesus is described, the babe. You can see that in verse 16. And the babe lying in the manger. These were the things that they saw. Well, they saw he was a special baby. The Son of God. The one who's Christ. The one who's the Savior of the world. There's something unique. There's something special about Christ. There's none like him. And it tells us here, these men looking at this little child, the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, they saw the babe. Oh, the Lord Jesus. Is he a heavenly child? Remember? In John chapter 6 and verse 38, he says, "For I came down from heaven." He's a holy child. Remember in Acts 4 verse 27, "For of a truth against thy holy child, Jesus." The one whose God became man, heavenly child, holy child. And here these men, these grown men, they're standing. You know what they're looking at? You know what they're looking at in Bethlehem? They're looking at a babe. A baby? Yes. They're looking at a babe. All the hope for men is rest in this child. This child. They saw Jesus. They saw him. I want to tell you here tonight, that's all they wanted to see. That's all they wanted to see. They were not interested in buildings. They were not interested in other people. There were many other people in Bethlehem. They were not interested in any of those other people. They only wanted to see the Lord Jesus. You know, they saw him. When they came to Bethlehem, you know, what does people see? At this particular time, Christmas period, well, presents, we all get them, I'm sure. And there's food. There are people in the world tonight, and immorality, drink and drugs and all of these things. Many people tonight don't want to see them. They don't want to see them. If we could say to people, come with us to Bethlehem tonight, and we took them with us, and said, where are you? Well, just follow me. Follow me here tonight, and we bring them into this stable, and bring them to the manger, and we look in, and we say to them, well, there, we want to show you this child. And they would laugh in her face. They say, you brought me all on this journey. You asked us to come to some great thing, to see a great thing, and a babe lying in a manger. The world despises the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many people who would be disappointed. They would have been disappointed. But oh, by faith today, we see the Lord Jesus, the babe, the Savior of the world. Are you glad, child of God, the day you saw him by faith? You saw the one who loved you. You saw the one who bled and died upon the cross. He's the Savior of the world. And John, remember, cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And we looked to the Lord Jesus Christ, and all our sins was washed away in his blood. And that's all we want to see. We'll see Jesus. And I hope, come with this service, your heart's been prepared before the Lord. And you said, all I want to see in this meeting is the Lord Jesus. My wonderful, my great Savior. If you're not saved tonight, you need to see him. You need to come to him by faith and put your faith and trust in Christ. Oh, here's a great visit to a little town. They came, and why? To see a little baby. But what a baby. What a Savior. What a God. What love. What mercy. It's all found in the Lord Jesus Christ. You need him. You need them. If you're unconverted tonight, you may have many things in your life. You may have homes. You may have silver. You may have gold. You may have possessions. You may have health and strength. But you have in Christ, you have nothing. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. Only those who have him has everlasting life. You need to trust him. You need to come to him. I want to notice lastly about their prayers at the end of this journey, because it tells us after they saw this great sight, and it says in verse 17, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the sayings which were told them concerning the child. When they say, when they walked into this mirror, I don't know, you know, how long they stayed. I don't know how long they watched and looked at baby Jesus, but whatever the case may be, they left and they went out. You know what they were doing? They were preaching. They were preaching. They assured this great message that they had heard with their ears, and now their eyes had beheld the Son of God who had come into this world. And they went out and they preached it publicly. Verse 17, they made known abroad. They didn't just tell it to a few family friends. No doubt they did this, but they made it known abroad. They went out and they proclaimed to all the people, the Savior is born. I'm glad that I can preach the gospel in our land. I'm glad I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to people. The Savior is born. The Lord Jesus. His great love. His great mercy. His great life. I can tell people about Christ tonight. And they went out and they preached this. They're preaching, and then they had their worship in verse 20. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Even the very angels, we do find on up that passage as well, that they had glorified the Lord. In verse 13, it says, and suddenly there was an angel with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The angels were praising God. The shepherds, you know what the shepherds were doing? They were praising God. They were praising him. Their hearts were full of joy for what they had seen and what they had heard. I want to say to you that people react differently to this season. There's drunkenness. There's no doubt about that. There's more drunk around Christmas time. It's unbelievable. Gluttony, immorality. But let us leave the manger scene tonight with this spirit of praise and this spirit of worship in our hearts. And let us proclaim it. Proclaim it to your family tonight. Proclaim it to your friends and to your neighbors that the Savior is born. And let us praise God tonight. Let us praise God with all our hearts. Lord, I thank thee for sending your Son into this world to be my Savior. Let us do this tonight. You see, a great visit to a little town was praise. I hope tonight, I really hope tonight that God has touched your heart, child of God, with the word today and even tonight. And you can leave saying, I praise God, I'm saved. I praise God, I have everlasting life, I have a great Savior. I hope he has dealt with your heart tonight, whether you're old or whether you're young tonight in this meeting. And if you're all unconverted, I hope that you will come to Christ. Corrie ten Boom said, if Jesus were born 1,000 times in Bethlehem and not in me, then I would still be lost. And that was a wonderful statement from this one. If he was born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, and yet if he was not born in me, I would still be lost. And that's true for you unsaved tonight. If you're not born again, you're lost. But here's a great message tonight. A Savior, which is Christ the Lord, is born in Bethlehem. So let us leave this scene by faith tonight and rejoice and praise and spread the message and stand up for Christ. It's good to see the young people here tonight. Wherever you are, a university or college or school, whatever the case may be, live for Christ. Tell the world that the Savior is one who's born, which is Christ the Savior. Is he your Savior? And if not, I pray tonight you will come to him. May God write his word upon all of our hearts. Let's all pray together. I want to say, if anyone has any questions, I know we're going across to the complex. There's going to be refreshments and so on, but we're be knocking around. You want to speak to us and ask us any questions? Well, we'd love to talk with you. But don't go home tonight. If you're not saved, don't go home without the Lord Jesus. And let's all pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for being with us. We pray that you'll bless the word to the hearts of all your people. We thank you for these shepherds who went, Lord, and they saw this great thing, this great sight. And Lord, when they went, it was a babe. It was a babe, but no common baby. It was unique. It was Christ the Lord, the Savior of the world, was born. And they went out and proclaimed this great message. We're glad, Lord, this is what we can do today and tell people of the one who loves us, who came to save us. I pray you bless our time of fellowship together in the complex. I pray, Lord, that you receive our thanks for the food and the good things that's been provided for us. And I pray then you'll take us all safely home, I ask for you. And bless us all over the holiday season together and be with us now in Jesus' wonderful and great name. Amen. Amen.